It's 5:04. I'm Jill Sheridan for WFYI News. Marion County Prosecutor Terry Curry has filed formal charges against Thomas Hardy, the man accused of fatally shooting Indianapolis police officer David Moore. WFYI's Marianne Holland reports.
IMPD Officer David Moore was declared brain dead Wednesday, 3 days after being shot twice in the head during a weekend traffic stop. The suspect, Thomas Hardy, an ex-con erroneously released from jail in December, was being held on burglary charges. But Marion County Prosecutor Terry Curry says now he's been charged with murder, robbery, and unlawful possession of a firearm.
We commend the investigators of IMPD with valuable assistance from the Sheriff's Department and key personnel of our own office in their investigation. This office will now vigorously prosecute this case to its conclusion.
Curry says his office is still analyzing whether to pursue the death penalty in the case. Hardy is scheduled for an initial hearing Friday at 9 a.m. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
A utility company spokesman says hundreds of people who are evacuated from their East Chicago homes have now been allowed to return. More than 20 homes are without natural gas service following a leak in a gas line that has now been shut off. An Indiana friend of a missionary fatally shot in Mexico yesterday says the woman loved her work and was aware of the dangers. Merton Rundle with Union Bible College in Westfield says Nancy Davis's death has not sunk in yet. Rundle says Davis and her husband had been setting up churches in Mexico for more than 30 years. Overnight snow developing, accumulation of 1 inch possible. Right now, 30 degrees for WFYI News.